and welcome back. Thank you for exploring the Heights School. This is Nate Gariano, the Associate Director of Admissions here at the Heights, and I'm delighted to bring you another open house presentation from our headmaster, Alvaro De Vicente. For those of you just now joining us, this is the fourth presentation given by our headmaster. In the first three presentations, Alvaro discussed physical formation, intellectual formation, and moral formation. And in this presentation here, Alvaro will delve into spiritual formation. Our mission here at the Heights is to form men fully alive, which St. Irenaeus tells us is the glory of God. And if the glory of God is a man fully alive, then it's supposed that a man fully alive is one who gives glory to God. Of course, you can only give glory to God if you have been spiritually formed. And so, spiritual formation is an essential part of what we do here at the school. I hope you enjoy.
Let me just spend a few minutes talking about the one aspect I promised, which is this spiritual education here at the Heights. We're about, I haven't looked at the numbers, but about 85% Catholic, I would say, in the high school and per grade, Catholic students. The Catholic students are required to take Catholic theology classes all 4 years of high school. Non-Catholic students are not required to take Catholic theology. We have a parallel philosophy curriculum for them. We want to help all the students to grow in their faith. As Catholic students, to help them grow in the Catholic faith. Non-Catholic students is more of a conversation with the parents to understand, how can we help you help your son grow in his faith? What does that look like, right? What steps should he take? And I've had many mentees who are not Catholic, and the first thing to do is always call the parents and say, can we talk about how should I encourage your son to live his faith? Like, what does he need to do? Because I'm not as familiar with that, and I want to make sure that I help him in the right way. So what is the Catholic experience here at the Heights like? I'd say is academically, Catholic, sacramentally, the chaplain that we have and the approach that we take. So academically, we have a curriculum that involves freshman year taking Catholic doctrine, sophomore year, it's a semester class. So freshman year is Catholic doctrine and logic, one semester each. Sophomore year is church history, salvation history, and natural philosophy. Junior year is moral theology and metaphysics. And senior year is Catholic apologetics. For you as students, that may sound daunting when you hear terms like metaphysics and things like that. Don't worry, when you get there, you'll be ready for it, and you'll enjoy it. Academically, the idea is to know the faith, to understand the faith, and those two things are not the same, right? It's not only to know it, not only to be able to repeat what the faith says, but to understand it, and to be able to defend it, to get to the point where it makes sense to you. And not only that you can defend it, but you believe it defensible and definitely worth defending. Sacramentally, we have Mass available every day. It's optional. If you don't want to go to Mass, you have a study hall. It's required when we have holy days of obligation for Catholic students. Even those days, it's not required for non-Catholic students because they don't have a requirement to go to Mass. I'd say that on average, so we have about 570 students here at the Heights, 3rd through 12th. On average, we get a couple hundred going to Mass on their own accord. It's a beautiful Mass celebrated by our chaplain every day. In addition to that, confession is available every day, before school, during lunch, after school, and also during religion class once a week, if they want to go to confession. So there are plenty of opportunities. Every human being, every man knows that you need to get to confession, so it's very, very welcome. So the sacramental experience, I think, is very, very alive and very powerful. The chapel, you get to see it, we think is a beautiful chapel. We spent a lot of time designing it, getting the right images there for the boys to look at. Thirdly, the chaplain, we have a chaplain and a half, one full-time, one half-time, part-time. And he's here available all day long for the sacraments, all day long to talk with him. He's available to talk with the students. He tries to get out and pull the students out and just connect with them. But to know that whatever you need from him, he's there, right? He's here dedicated to talking with the students, talking with faculty. The faculty themselves, through mentoring, are going to encourage living a good spiritual life and growing in faith. Getting to know God in an intimate way is really important at a young age. At the same time, I would say the approach that the chaplain and the faculty take to helping you lift the faith is very committed, because we believe that this is really important, and very respectful, because we believe that you can only do it freely. So we're not, we're big believers in freedom and not forcing. For a while we had this conversation with the diocese where we don't want non-Catholics to have to take religion. We don't want the four students to go to Mass. It's always optional, right? It's always there, it's attractive, but you're never gonna be forced to do that. The whole idea is to get you to internally develop a relationship with God, not to force you to do certain things. And finally, the approach that we take to the spiritual life, so one is that we see God as a gift giver, right? We don't see him as a terrible judge. We don't see him as a rule maker. We see him as a gift giver, as somebody who's created a lot of beauty and has given the whole thing to us, for us to admire, for us to benefit, for us to enjoy, for us to steward and be responsible for. We also see it as a loving relationship. Many years ago, a former Heights chaplain, Father Ron Gillis, was traveling back from downtown from a pro-life march in the metro, which was packed, as usually is in those occasions. I happened to be standing next to another priest whom he didn't know, but because they were both priests, started talking about where they were from and so forth. And as they're chatting and stops are going by, they notice that there is a homeless person sitting in one of those handicapped seats facing in. This fellow is just staring at them. And he looks homeless, perhaps a little bit under the influence. And after a couple of stops, they make eye contact. And this man says, "Excuse me, fathers, what is Christianity all about?" Right, talk about a deep question in the middle of a really jam metro, right? But out of the mouth of babes and, I guess, inebriated people, some of the deepest questions come out. "Excuse me, fathers, what is Christianity all about?" And as Father Ron is trying to figure out how do you answer that question, right? So much to say, so little time. The other priest pipes up and says, "Christianity is about the fact that God loves you." And that is a really good way to look at it and manifest the approach that we take, right? Living your faith is about a fact. It doesn't matter how you feel about it, right? It doesn't matter if you believe it or not, if you feel like it is true or not, it is factual. And the fact is that God loves you, right? Christianity is not about what we do. It's not about our being good. It's not about our following rules. It really is about his love for me. And therefore, the rest of my life is just a love journey to try to love back and figure out what that means and how can I do it best. And for most of us, it's going to be through our families in the future and loving the world and loving our friends. So that's the approach that we're going to take, right? That's the vision, so that when we talk about faith, that's what we're talking about. We're not necessarily talking about following these rules, but talking about this love journey and seeing God as a gift giver who really loves us as well. We can do this, and I can guarantee you a stability in this approach, because we have a relationship with Opus Dei, which is a Catholic organization. A Catholic organization that really emphasizes how individual professional people are called to be really holy, right? That you don't need to be a priest or a cleric to do that. You just follow this, in your professional work, in your family. And I say that helps a lot, because it makes it possible to have this vision, this mission, beyond whoever happens to be working at the school in a particular time. So that you know that if your son comes here freshman year and all of a sudden Mr. Moynihan, Mr. Gardiano, Mr. Moss, and Mr. De Vicente get hit by a truck and they all disappear, that the vision will continue, because it goes beyond us. That we're interpreting and adapting that vision right now but we're not the only people who could do that, right? The vision exists by itself outside of our own thought and our own actions.
Thanks for listening in. If you enjoyed Alvaro's presentation on the spiritual formation of our upper school students and would like to hear more, please register online for one of our open houses. For more on the admissions process, check out the admissions 2020-2021 page on our website. And lastly, please visit the Heights Forum at heightsforum.org to explore how the Heights forms the spiritual, the intellectual, the physical, and the moral good of our boys.